Street, Paul, there is something about music that tugs the human soul. For some, it can be a space of refuge in a world of seeming desolation. For Jaden Noel, who loved all music, from country to classic rock icons like Willie Nelson, Creed, Nirvana, and Metallica, he didn't just listen to music, he lived it. Jaden was a self-taught and multi-talented musician, playing various instruments, from piano to guitar, and for over 5 years, was also a member of the local band Second Son. Music was Jaden's outlet for his depression, says Sandra Noel, Jaden's mother. But in September 2024, her son passed away at the age of 24 after a long battle with depression. In their grief, his family turned to the one thing that brought Jaden joy, music. They are now working to create a space where others can find sanctuary that Jaden so often sought. The Noel family has embarked on a journey to create a free recording studio, open to musicians within the community. He would have loved to see a place where artists within the community can come and express themselves, to use their creativity, to put music together, and to build a community, says Tony Noel, Jaden's father. Sandra agrees, adding that being a musician can be difficult and expensive. Jaden would have loved to see a place that is going to help other people, she said. He would have liked to see a place for kids like him to be. Community responds. The Noel family partnered with the St. Paul and District Arts Foundation to crowdfund this vision and create Jaybird's Nest Recording Studio, based on Jaden's nickname. The community has responded. After roughly just a month of fundraising, the crowdfunding reached its $10,000 goal. According to information from the foundation, the amount was also matched by a 50% matching grant from the Government of Alberta. On December 12, the project also received an additional $7,500 donation from co-operators, which provides the project over $20,000 in total funding. Valerie Pratch, a member of the foundation's board, also said that beyond the crowdfunding, the project received private donations from members of the community. Setting up the studio, Tony will work with Levon Vokins, an audio engineer, to work on gathering the instruments and equipment for the recording studio, while Sandra and the foundation are laying the groundwork for bookings and outreach to ensure the space is accessible to musicians. We want to make sure that this facility isn't just built because it's flashy and then fizzles out, says Anna Pratch, executive director at the foundation. We want to make sure that it is supported and sustainable and continues to be promoted across Alberta and is accessible for years and years and years to come. Pratch adds, we're really honored that the Noel family thought of us about this project. The Jaybird's Nest Recording Studio is set to open in March 2025. Sandra says she hopes to keep Jaden's memories and light alive through this endeavor. She also thanked those who loved and knew her son for their support. Don't forget him, says Sandra. Our son found peace in music, adds Tony, and he hopes others, including those struggling with mental health, may also find peace and hope in music.